Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 122, Unless the Lord Builds. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Psalm 127, verse 1. Let that land for a moment. Solomon wrote those words. Solomon, the man who raised the very temple of God, with cedar from Lebanon, and cut stone and gold worked into every corner. And he, of all people, is the one who said, without God, it is all in vain. That is not the voice of someone who never built anything. That is the voice of someone who built everything. And learn to tell the difference between what stands and what falls. Because you can be very busy and still be building nothing. You can wake up early, stay up late, pack the calendar, move fast from one thing to the next, and at the end of it, be stacking bricks in the wrong place. Activity without God is motion. With God, it is construction, and the difference between the two does not show up in the effort. It shows up in the foundation. The truest foundation is unseen. It does not appear on the contract. It does not show up in the project plan. It has no line in the spreadsheet. But it is the one thing that decides what is still standing when the storm arrives. And the storm always arrives. So what do we do with this? We pray before we lay the first brick. Not a ribbon-cutting prayer. Not that quick blessing we ask for when the plan is already finished and we just want a stamp of approval. No, the consultation comes before the schedule. You bring your plans to God first. You seat the architect at the drafting table. And you ask, Lord, is this where you want to build? Because if it is, I will work. And if it is not, I need to know now. And once you begin, you do not stop consulting. This is not a groundbreaking partnership. It is a job site partnership. Every phase surrendered. Every decision brought to him. Not once, but daily. At every turn. In every moment of uncertainty. And here is the part of this verse that moves me most. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Do you hear what that means? It means the anxiety that keeps you up at 3 in the morning. That vigil nobody asked you to keep is not faith. It is you trying to do the work that belongs to God. Genuine trust sleeps, not because it does not care, but because it knows who is keeping watch. Anxiety works the night shift. Peace rests because the Lord is on guard. You do not have to carry this alone. You never did. So today, before breakfast, before the first message on your phone, before you open your email, take the biggest project weighing on your chest this week and hand it to God in one sentence. Lord, you build it, not as a defeated surrender, as a real partnership, as someone who finally stopped trying to be the architect and the builder and the watchman all at once and let God be God. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.